Hi, and welcome to the Dad Syndicate podcast. My name is Tom Kingwell, and along with Bert, I am the host and founder of the Dad Syndicate. I'm really stoked to be here with you today. I'm here to launch a new little podcast, a much shorter version. We've got the interview show, and Bert's going to be kicking off. Bert's Brood Health will also be about 10 to 15 minutes, really focusing on your health and fitness goals and objectives, and helping you to remain consistent as dads and to implement these things in your life so that you can make it a lifelong learning and living thing, so that you can remain fit and healthy for your family, so you can be around for a long time and do all the things you want to do. That's going to be rad. I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm here to introduce a little 10 to 15 minute show of my own that'll be launched on a Saturday morning called Tom's Two Cents for the Weekend. And it'll just be a reflection on something that I've learned during the week, and that can encourage you to really reflect on yourself, what you've done in the week, and move forward into the weekend and really spend that time with your kids and your wife in a really intentional and present way, and think about how you can use that time on the weekend. The weekend provides it with much more time if you are a person that has a job during the week and doesn't have flexi time. Those guys are really lucky, and hopefully one day I can be like that as well, where my weeks can be my own and I can decide when I'm going to work and not. Not that it gets easy, I'm sure. But the weekends present us with an amazing opportunity to really connect with our families in a way, and also an amazing opportunity to spend time planning for the next week. So I'm hoping with this podcast that I can just share with you some things that I've been learning as a father. As I say in every episode, and it really is true, this podcast and the Dad Syndicate is really primarily me learning to be a better father and thinking about this a lot, and then bringing that to you in a way that you hopefully can understand and that you can put into practice yourself. I think we share these common things, and I've shared with you before, I'm the father of four kids. So I've got a little baby that's going on 9 months. I've got a little 3.5-year-old son called James. He's a really lively little guy, so he's in kindergarten. And then I have these twins that are 8 years old now, who are from my previous marriage, who obviously were an amazing or incredible experience, but also a very, very hard time and challenging time when they were babies, especially, and then going through the custody battles and trying to negotiate with their mom and trying to move on to a co-parenting situation where I look after them 50% of the time and she has them for 50% of the time, and trying to make that work. So sometimes it's one of these things we ask, who are you to tell me, or who are you to speak to me about this, and what qualifications do you have? I think, although I'm no expert, I think I've got quite a lot of experience being a parent so far. I'm still here at the teenagers, but I've been a teacher for 15 years as well, teaching mostly in primary school, we'll say 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. And then I have had experience with teenagers and things. So that's also given me another perspective from the outside, watching how other people parent the kids and how that affects their children's performance at school. And then naturally with my own experiences being a divorced dad. So those divorced dads out there, I can empathize with you a lot. And then also with fathers of multiple kids and fathers with one or two kids, I can also share a few things about that as well. So it's given me a lot of things to think about over the years, and it's really been the motivation for me trying to change my life and turn my life around and become less selfish and less ego-based, and to move forward in a way that I'm going to be a better man for my kids and for my wife, and stop those behaviors that are not helping me and move forward to those behaviors that are going to help me and are going to really support my kids and my wife. And it's amazing. It's really helped me to change a lot and to reflect on myself. I'm still miles away from where I want to be, but I'm getting there. And I hope that you're the same. And I hope that you make the commitment to make that change and make the commitment to try your best, because that's what we can do. We can just do the work and try our best and make those goals and do those things that are going to move us closer to reaching them. I just want to say thanks to everyone for listening so far to the Dad Syndicate podcast. It's amazing. We actually have people from all over the world listening. Our listenership isn't massive yet, but we definitely are moving along. And we've got people listening in America. We've got people listening in Canada. We've got people in Thailand, we've got people in Indonesia, South Africa, Spain, Italy, you name it. It's quite global, and it's quite amazing for the small listenership that we have so many people from different countries, Sweden, Netherlands, UK, Japan, Singapore, wow, Norway. So that's pretty amazing. So thanks to everybody that's been listening to us and supporting us. And please share this with everybody around the world. And even, yeah, you guys in Ireland, let's share this podcast, get it out there, and let's walk this road together and make those improvements and help our kids grow up to be confident and successful adults that contribute to the world and aren't consumers. So my little topic for today that I'm going to jump right into, although I actually didn't jump right into it at all. I actually gave a whole introduction and a whole bunch of other information, but I'm going to get into it now, is I've been thinking a lot about priorities lately, and you've probably heard it on the last podcast, and I'm not going to go on about the priorities that we have as dads, but I think that when you look at the things that are most important to you in your life, and it's quite easy, and I would challenge you to just go down, take a piece of paper, open a Google Doc, and write down the things that are most important to you. You can obviously do a core values reflection where you write down all the core values and whittle it down to the top five, but just write down the five things that are most important to you. If it helps writing seven or 10, then you can do that as well, so that you can, if you've got that many things going on that you have to prioritize, I know I do. It helps you to put them in order and helps you to then reflect on yourself and go, okay, am I giving credence or am I giving the significance to the things that are actually most important in my life? And for me, it's clearly when anybody asks me, what's the most important thing in your life? Like most dads, I'm going to say my kids. And like most husbands, I'm going to say my wife. And then what follows on from that is anything that serves that. So then my physical health and getting outside and being in nature are all things that are very important to me. I have my music that I play. This podcast, The Dad Syndicate, that's something that I do. My job as a teacher is obviously very important and something that I do have to take seriously and would be up there on my priorities. But if I take the top three, it's definitely my kids, my wife, and then third, my health. And what I started thinking about was, wow, okay, Tom, these are your priorities. These are the things that you say are most important. But talk is cheap when it comes down to it, and my behavior is not serving those things. So I started reflecting on certain behaviors and started thinking, like, this is not really helping me become a better father and a better husband. Now, I'm not saying you can't do things outside of that, but we've got to, the things that we do outside of that need to feed into those things. And friends and getting outside and doing sport obviously can be necessary. And for instance, today I was inside and I started getting a little bit stir crazy because I need to go outside. So eventually I made up my mind, even though it was raining, it was miserable. I said, I'm going to go have a workout and I'm going to get out with my kids and go ride around, go to a sports shop and just get out of the house and make sure that I do that. And then, like I said, got the workout in and felt much better. So that obviously makes sense because that's serving my family. But I'm talking about the times when we really take it to the level that isn't going to help our family. So hanging out with friends until late at night, perhaps having too many drinks and maybe smoking cigarettes and waking up the next day and not feeling great and being irritable with your family, that's really not really serving you. I would say if you are working out and making that a kind of an idol or kind of something that is really so important to you, that your body and your appearance become so important to you that you rather sacrifice time with your family in that, and then you know what it's like, you'll justify it and say, oh, I'm doing this for my family because I want to be strong. But you know the level, you know the limit. And that's what I'm talking about. And so what that led me on to was going, like, when I started recognizing the things that were detracting from me as a father and as a husband, and also detracting from my physical health, I started realizing that these were dependencies. And so what I want to talk today about shortly is just the dependencies we have. So the things that we are dependent on. So if you look at the Cambridge Dictionary, it says that dependent is needing the support of something or someone in order to continue existing or operating. So let me say that again, needing the support of something or someone in order to continue existing or operating. So that's obviously quite extreme, but I started listing the things that I'm kind of subconsciously even sometimes dependent on. And it was quite scary because I came up with 14 very, very quickly. And I'm not going to share exactly what they are on the podcast, although I will share a few. So I'm sometimes dependent on the affirmation of other people. So when people don't recognize me or don't pay attention to me, I then don't feel good. And my behavior then is in line with trying to gain this kind of regard or this attention or this affirmation. So what happens is that, number one, that thing can make me feel bad, can make me feel down, can obviously drop the dopamine and make me feel bad. And then I go and search for it, which means that I'll probably spend a longer time hanging out with other people or staying longer at a party because I'm looking for that missing affirmation or that missing connection with people that, although are important, are definitely not at the top of my list. And when I go home often and I wake up the next morning, I really reflect and go, well, that wasn't really worth it, was it? And I don't feel better anyway, because dopamine comes. And if you understand the whole chemical makeup of our brain, is that when we're expectant of something, we eventually develop a dopamine hit in expectation of it. In fact, actually even being this reward or our need being met doesn't actually give us dopamine. The dopamine ends up coming before that. And so we train ourselves in that expecting this is raising our levels. And then afterwards, naturally, like any kind of addiction, we have that withdrawal symptom where we don't actually feel great afterwards. And then we still go and seek that. So that's just one example that I've experienced. But I think in that way, we end up doing things, whether it be a dependency on alcohol or drugs. Now, that's obviously an extreme kind of dependency, which is addiction. And I see dependencies kind of as small addictions. And if you look at someone who's addicted, they're uncontrollably seeking drugs. They're uncontrollably engaging in harmful levels of habit-forming behavior. They neglect or lose interest in activities that do not involve the substance. They have relationship difficulties, which involve lashing out at people who identify the dependency. So I can say guilty on that one sometimes. And an ability to stop using the drug, though it may be causing health problems or personal problems. So even though these things are sometimes causing problems in my life, I have had an inability to stop doing them because I haven't really realized that, hey, I'm dependent on these things for my happiness. And when they're not there, I'm feeling bad. And then I take that feeling bad or those negative emotions into my home life, and they then affect the way that I deal with my wife and I deal with my kids. So having these dependencies don't bring happiness. They don't bring long-lasting joy, and they cause us to have this dependency on other things that are outside of ourselves for our happiness and for that joy and for that sense of well-being. And when we chase after these things, we cannot actually achieve that. Because like drugs, it's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And it can only have a negative impact on our families. And so what I've tried to do now is I'm trying to implement more behaviors and more habits that push me towards serving my family, serving my children, serving my wife, and then looking and making sure that I'm serving my body and that I'm doing things that are good for me. You know, it's far too easy to start running after these other things and forget about these most important things. So what I try to do is, first I wrote down these dependencies. So I made sure that I listed these things and that I know them and I recognize them. And naturally before that, I had all these priorities and wrote down my priorities and recognized exactly what they were and made sure that my habits then served those. So what I did with the habits that I've started to implement is I've started to implement habits that negate the dependencies and that are addressing the dependencies and making sure. So for instance, my cell phone has become a dependency. I've been looking at my cell phone all the time, getting that dopamine hit when messages come, or that dopamine hit expecting messages to come, and realizing at the end of the day, I feel crap. I don't feel good. I don't feel fulfilled by that at all. And it never brings that satisfaction. So that I've formed habits against. I've made sure that I've made a plan, that I have a plan of action to deal with that habit, and a plan of action to deal with the habit of depending on other people for my happiness. There's certain friends that their attention and their regard means so much to me that I'm reliant on it. And when I don't get it, then I start feeling down, and that's not worth it for me. And it doesn't make me happy. And in the Stoic philosophy, and where this actually kicked off was a daily Stoic entry about being dependent on these things and how these things outside of ourselves, whenever we rely on them, it just leads us into negative states of mind and doesn't help us at all because we aren't in control. And what we need to do is take control. We need to start recognizing what is our priorities. We need to start recognizing our dependencies. We need to start moving towards behavior that helps us to respect and honor those priorities. Because at the end of the day, looking back when we're 70, 80, we're not going to look back and be happy and be satisfied that we poured so much time and so much energy into dependencies that ended up making us happy and unfulfilled, and not into our families and not into keeping our bodies healthy and fit, so that when we are actually looking back, that our body is still in good shape and we can still pick up our grandchildren, we can still spend time with people, that we can still do the things we love. You know, I want to be able to do the things we love and share those with my kids and my grandkids as well. And so those are the three priorities for me. Yours might be different. Write them down, recognize those dependencies, start forming habits. And I recommend James Clear's book, which I've been mentioning on podcasts and all around at the moment, and everybody's speaking about it because it's amazing, Atomic Habits, where he really clearly defines how to form habits and how to obviously stop ones that are harmful to us. So that's the first Tom's Two Cents podcast. It's a little bit over 16 minutes. I apologize for that. I said it's 10 to 15. I'll get better at this. I talk too much, and that's something that I'm too dependent on. And hopefully I'll start developing a more succinct way of speaking and bringing you information that can help you. But I think that if you think about this and consider your life and consider what you can do and taking control of the things you can and really putting your family first, you are going to be very happy. So check us out on Instagram, check us out on Facebook, and Bert has got an awesome website just about to be launched that he showed me today. Bert, I'm so stoked at what you've done. So check that out on thedadsyndicate.com as well. Thanks to notebook.de for sponsoring us. And thanks to all of you guys out there and all of you women, if you're listening as well, for listening to this and supporting us. Please share it, give us a rating on Apple, and bear with us as we improve and as we work and consistently to improve this and bring you podcasts and interviews and advice on fitness and all areas of a man's life that can really help you and move the needle forward for you as a father. And remember that all the time, energy, and hard work that you put into being the man that your family need and deserve is always going to be worth it. So be relentless.